All right, it's now time for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library with Kaylee Shannon Fiesel. Hi, Kaylee.
Hello, thank you for having me.
What are we talking about this time?
I'm going to talk about what we have going on at the library the week of September 14th through the 19th. And I wanted to start off by saying we are very honored to have been named the Grand Marshal of the 2026 Tiffin Seneca Heritage Festival Parade, which takes place Saturday, September 19th at 10 a.m. in downtown Tiffin. So according to a press release from Destination Seneca County, the library was selected in recognition of its involvement in local America 250 efforts, including events, programs, displays, research opportunities, and resources connecting the community with local and national history. We are very excited to be chosen for that honor, and we've put a lot of work into America 250 program, which is continuing through the end of the year. We are happy that has been well received with the community, and we appreciate the honor. We will also be set up all weekend at the Heritage Festival Living Village at Hedges Boyer Park. We will offer vintage games to play and even make your own version to take home. We'll have special story times, fun displays, and more. Be sure to check us out at the Tiffin Seneca Heritage Festival. As far as programming that we have going on at the library, our regular story time schedule continues with preschool story time for kids age 3 to 5 on Tuesday, September 15th at 10 a.m., Bouncing Babies for babies and caregivers age birth to 18 months on Wednesday, September 16th at 11 a.m., and Toddler Tales for toddlers age 1.5 to 3 years old on Thursday, September 17th at 10 a.m. We will also have our bi-monthly playtime at the library on Friday, September 18th from 10 a.m. to noon. This program, hosted with Seneca County's Ohio Early Intervention, offers toys and activities to children age 18 months to 5 years old, and it gives them a chance to interact with their caregivers and with other kids in an unstructured, creative play. So we have different stations set up around the Frost County Room that they can explore at their own pace. Participants are able to drop in anytime, or you can stay the whole time from 10 a.m. to noon if you wish. Also this week is our A Walk in the Arts program on Wednesday, September 16th from 4 to 5. This is for children in 2nd through 4th grade, and they get the opportunity to learn about a different artist each month and then create a piece of art inspired by what you discover. And lastly, for kids, will be the first of our new monthly family chemistry night with the Heidelberg Chemistry Club. So you're welcome to join us. Families of all ages are welcome to join us on Wednesday, September 16th at 6 o'clock for a storytime presentation and a chemistry demonstration, and then later explore stations to learn about scientific concepts through interactive elements. And again, this is for families of all ages. If you have a kid who's interested in science, this would be the perfect opportunity to talk to the Heidelberg Chemistry Club and see some really interesting demonstrations. For teens in grades 6 through 12, please join us for our Teen Tuesday on Tuesday, September 15th from 3 to 4:30. This is our weekly after-school hangout where we play games, have snacks, make crafts, and more. And then on Thursday, September 17th, we are hosting a book and tea tasting event featuring fall books from 4 to 5:30 p.m. You'll get the opportunity to sample a variety of tea flavors while exploring new book releases, cozy fantasy reads, and mystery thrillers, all that are perfect for fall. You can find a new favorite to check out and take home, or one or a few if you wish. And lastly, for adults, on Saturday, September 19th, offers the return of our popular live-action Oregon Trail game from 9 a.m. to 4:30. For this game, you will set out from Independence, Missouri for the Oregon Trail in a live-action choose-your-own-adventure experience at the library. Based on the classic computer game, players will travel westward battling nature and disease to make it to Fort Dallas. As participants progress through the stations posted around the library, they'll be faced with tough decisions in simulated life-or-death scenarios. This is a program for adults primarily, but anyone is welcome to play. Registration is not required. You'll simply drop in anytime between 9:30 a.m. and 4 to pick up directions and set out on your journey inside the library, and everyone will receive a commemorative button at the end based on your outcome in the game. So if you're interested in learning more about the library, we're located at 77 Jefferson Street here in downtown Tiffin. You can give us a call at 419-447-3751. Visit us online at TiffinSenecaLibrary.org, or you can follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Thank you, Kaylee, for calling in for the update from the Tiffin Seneca Public Library.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to WTTF AM 1600 and FM 93.3.